Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Fill her up. You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Better be pointing on me. I look like I'm pointing on Derek.
Let's go. What's going on, people? Welcome to another splendiferous episode.
That is a good goddamn word.
No need for apologies. I'm the God, Dave Temple.
And I'm the great boy, Derek Gaines.
And my hat's disappearing because the bill is green. Welcome back to No Need for Apologies. As you all know, Derek is here to say that's a good goddamn word. Then it's a full show.
Derek,
back from the road.
Yeah.
Thank you for coming back. How you been, man?
I'm good.
Yeah.
Very fun tour. Shout out to Pete Davidson and all the homies.
Yeah.
For putting on a great couple shows. I'm glad I was a part of a very, very ferocious lineup.
Absolutely.
The Ricky Velezes and the Julios and the Mike Lawrences and the Mike V's of this world.
Speaking
and the fucking Jordan Rocks and the Nikos of this world and the Joey Gays of this world. These motherfuckers was killing on the road, bruh. It was fun.
Yo, to work speaking with of, is mine is not plugged in? Speaking of Ricky Velez, I saw Good Burger 2.
Did you
see Good Burger 2?
I didn't see
yet?
Good Burger 2 yet.
Dude, Ricky was really, really good.
Yeah!
Like, really good. Like, he's the villain. So if you remember the first Good Burger, the Mondo Burger dude,
yeah.
He's the updated version of that. I mean, really nails it. Like, that's a...
All right.
Really killed
it's
it,
man. It's on Paramount, right? I got to get
Paramount
Plus.
Yeah, it's on Paramount Plus, man. Yeah. We should probably do that as an NFA at the movies.
Shout
man.
Out to my nigga Ricky Velez. He can act his ass off, so yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, Pete only had a cameo, so, like, that was kind of dope. Like, I'm sure Pete got him that. Well, I don't know. He killed the role either way, so. Special guest, man. Great. I think it's first time on season 3, for sure.
Yeah, on In the New Room.
But... Like, he's been in every episode, realistically. This is like, if I had to equate him to anybody, he is the Jazzy Jeff of No Need for Apologies.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
Like, Jazzy Jeff, he gets the royalties from that song spinning. You know what I mean? Like, that is the number one song in hip hop because it comes on before every goddamn episode.
Uh-huh.
And our Jazzy Jeff, the great Menu in Heart.
Minion. Minion.
There you go.
What up?
Here for us, you finally get to see the face behind. What's up? The Toto Tower's going crazy right now. What's happening? I can't hear you.
Can you talk directly into the microphone?
Yes, Bob. I'm gonna do a blah blah blah.
Check.
Oh, we having technical.
I know.
Why they be sabotaging
like
the black show?
I don't
show?
Like how she's giving the attitude like I did it. Is it good now? Check. 1, 2. Check. Should I just do it like this from now on?
Hey, this is a family show, man. Calm down.
I mean, these are the most expensive mics. These are the Shure mics, right? Shure means it's a Shure thing.
Sure thing.
I see every other podcast clip is people just talking, and you can see their face. Not us, because we got a...
Wow.
All right, so I don't know whether you guys heard nothing I was saying the entire time.
I heard it in my, I hear it in my headphones.
Yeah. All right. So, but no, the great Menuhin Hart is here. Menuhin is a phenomenal comic, but he's also a musician. Used to be a musical producer down in Atlanta, and he produced our opening song.
So
that. No, not that one.
Oh, not that one. I mean, no need for a fight. Yeah. And we are.
That's him. That's him. Make it. We've confirmed it. He made that noise with his mouth.
We thought you had a chick come in and.
That's what I thought.
I pitched my voice up. My voice is not that high.
I thought he got a chick come in.
So there is effects on it. There's an effect on it. I'm okay. Like, and then I pitched it up and then looped it and then chopped it up a little bit.
I thought you was just in there had living your best life.
Nah, man.
Was that recorded in the bathroom? Because I know you didn't have a professional studio for that.
No, I did that at my house. But what happened was I put a reverb on it, so it has an echo. So
yeah.
That's why it sounds like it's.
See that? That boy an artist. He know all the ins and outs with the technology.
If you haven't lived in New York and you hear through the wall, just know somebody's making music
it's
over there.
Making music.
Somebody's making podcast magic. All right. What's up, T? Oh, you need to eat your microphone, too. Just go ahead and give it a nice little deep throat.
What is wrong with you, man?
Me? It's them. It's them.
Can you hear me?
Huh?
Can you hear me?
Check.
Yeah. Now I can hear Natalie, yeah.
Talking to the top front part.
Top.
You got it.
Okay. Yeah.
Not direct.
To your mouth. Don't lean. Put it to your mouth.
All right.
Don't. All right. I'm not gonna move.
Check. You hear me? Am I good?
Happy. Yeah, that looks good. All right. We should just sit like this for like just 5 minutes.
Everybody?
And just, is everybody good? Can you?
Hold on. Is everything straight? Hold on. Wait.
Yo,
what's going on?
All right. We got a great show for you guys planned. A lot of fun stuff. I got a new segment that I want to go through with you guys. And I want to shout out, everyone who's watching on the live stream. Thank you guys for always joining the live stream. If anyone is seeing this late and you're like, I get to be a part of the live stream, go to gasdigital.com.
Okay.
And you can create an account there. In fact, you'll get a 7-day trial if you type in promo code NNFA. There you get access to NNFA at the movies, all the other stuff, and as we keep doing the live shows here in the city, having that membership will get you free access to the live show. So if you're here in New York, the next one that we're going to do is January 21st at the Vigoist again, working out the kinks of the live show. So yeah, go on down, show your thing out. As a matter of fact, this is probably a good time. Let's do plugs up front. Let's just get them out of the way, so that we can talk. We can have some fun. So, T, can you pull up the dates from the plugs there? Because the four tour is getting started. As a matter of fact, I'm going to just use this music for the four tour. The four tour is getting started, guys. 2024. It didn't play? 2024. No need for apologies. The first 4 months, a bunch of different tours there. All right. Starting it off next week in the great city of Buffalo. Buffalo, not only home of the West Side Gun and everybody, we hope to get some Griselda people to come on out and enjoy the show, but also the home of my first baby mama. I think I'm gonna pull up.
That's your show that week.
But that'll be January 17th in Buffalo, New York. It's a Wednesday, so please come on out and support before you guys get snowed in.
Is that next Wednesday?
Yeah, it's next Wednesday. So
make sure
you guys, and you got reasons to celebrate. I heard your football team is doing great now. You guys going to the playoffs and all that. So come on out, spend some money, celebrate.
Hang out.
Right behind that, the day after, the January 18th, I will be in Bensalem, Pennsylvania. That's a Dolo show. I'll be headlining that one on my own. Move up a little bit so I can see what else is next there. It's not on there yet, but I know the Vigoist, January 21st. Link is coming now along with the flyer. I know we added some more dates along Emmaus, Pennsylvania. We will be back there at the Emmaus Theater.
We're going back.
That's going to be fun. St. Louis, Helium, we're back there in the main room. Please get
the
tickets for that.
This time.
Scroll on up a little bit more. What else we got
there? Oh, we're doing
all right. LA, the Comedy Store.
When is that?
February 21st.
Oh, wow.
And I'm hearing a lot of chatter about everybody in San Francisco and Oakland and all those places feeling left out because, Can you come here? And then you can go all the way. I'm working on more dates in California. So
we
got
to do the San Fran thing? We got to go to San Fran?
Maybe. Hey. We'll see.
Okay,
then we head across the pond to London.
Oh!
I hear the tickets are moving pretty well for that. So thank you for all you blups for, you know, coming on out and showing
up. And there's more shows to be added while we're out there.
We actually did add some more. DC Comedy Festival just found out we are kicking off the DC Comedy Festival. What's the date of that? I can't see that.
April 8th?
April 8th.
Yeah.
April 8th.
Yeah.
So that's going to be a fun night. Derek and I will be doing stand-up in the DC Comedy Festival. And then April 19th and the 20th, we'll be in Baltimore back at the Port.
Remember the Port?
As soon as it gets nice and warm, you guys can come on down to the waterfront in Fells Point and hang out with us. So keep checking that site. There will be new shows added daily. Real quick, Manu, and I know I ran off everything that we're doing. Do you have anything that you're doing that you want to promote, let the people know, or at least your Instagram where they can find you if they're looking for you online?
Let's see. I know I'll be doing Butterboy on
Butterboy,
the 22nd of this month.
That's Little Fields here in New York City.
Yeah, Little Fields in New York. IG, TikTok, all the same thing at mhart3000, M-H-A-R-T, number 3000. And got a few sporadic shows, but nothing too crazy.
You've been rolling with the 3000 for a while, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I mean, you started that around the same time Andre did. Was that an Atlanta thing that you guys were just that far into the future?
You're doing a comedy flute album, so didn't you? You're putting a comedy flute album.
Now I'm going to do clarinet.
There you go. Have you listened to the flute album?
I listened to it.
Yeah.
Yeah. At first, you know, I was listening to it like I was like, I'm waiting for a verse. Like, hopefully he'll say something.
Damn.
But it hurt.
Waited that whole Spy album for
the first song was long as shit. I was like, bro. He's going to say something.
Nope.
No, nothing.
Yeah. All but flute.
But vibe-wise, you know, you throw it on while you're cleaning up or something. It ain't bad.
It was weird. When I was giving it a listen, I never made it all the way through the first time around. And sometimes my phone, we'd actually just bump up against something and it would like go to, you know how your phone will keep the music icon on the home screen?
Yeah.
That way you could just tap the play if you need to.
Yeah.
And sometimes that would actually get pushed by accident, you know what I mean? And me and my girl just be sitting in the house and all of a sudden you just hear it. Like, what the fuck just happened? Oh, my phone. Shit. Like, because you ever touch your phone by accident and just start blasting music?
Yeah, and you're like, what is?
And that's normal.
You're like looking around, like, what the fuck is?
Is that this flute? Is that the flute coming out?
That's my life. Sound like I'm about to get attacked in the subway. You know what I mean?
But yeah. Cool. Yeah, Dre's album was dope, though.
Who?
Dre. I'm saying Andre. I like the vibe of it.
Good for him with his digital flutes and his other flutes. It was a very nice day. What happened?
Break.
Take a break? Yeah. Okay, all right. Yeah. I think we need to take a break. We're having some technical issues.
Technical.
All right. For the people watching the live stream, bear with us just 1 second here. We got to fix something with some sound.
Indeed. All right.
Hey, we're back. What up? Sound is good. Vibes is good.
Yeah, they are.
This coffee is good, too, man. Right now, I'm having a little bit of late night coffee just to keep going. I've been going all day.
You've been going all day, boy?
Yeah, man. I've been back in the park. Oh, the park has been empty. Like, it's cold. It's January. It's windy. So it's only the diehards. I'm at a new park.
This motherfucker train like
a
Russian.
I'm one of the only diehards. And right now,
even in the new year,
you know, it's funny. Some of the people that I usually are out there with, they've seen me in the street. Like, one dude saw me in the morning dressed and headed over there, and he had on like a parka. He was on the phone chilling, and he showed up today. He's like, oh shit, y'all out there? Like, yeah, we out here. You know what I mean? So I'm excited. Like I was just telling y'all before the mics came on, I am working on learning how to do the flagpole thing. You know what I mean? Yeah. Where you
hold yourself to the side
and
off
kick
the pole.
Your legs out.
This
Yeah, it's a slow start, but I'm appreciating watching this shit grow. This is my second week working on them. I had to discontinue pull-ups altogether and start working on like a lot of auxiliary muscles and the shoulders and back and stuff like that.
You fucked yourself up?
No. I'm taking my time. Taking my time with this shit. Shout out again to the trainer MacGyver on Instagram. He's always helped me, and he's shown me it's all about consistency. Just a little bit every day. Just show up and be better than the person you were. So
like
I'm not going to show y'all the growth. I think that's the thing that you're not supposed to do. Once you get really good at pull-ups, you just show the video of you doing it.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
I'm glad someone did make a video showing how they started.
Yeah.
And now I know that that exists. I'm not going to share that video with you.
Okay. That's right. Completed project. Show us the completed project.
And then you
I don't need
up.
To see the workup. The making of.
I want you to think it's impossible. I want you to think it's
impossible. The making of Dave doing
this
flagpole.
You just automatically had it already. It's like, it's happened.
Or, you know, whatever. I've been working on it. I don't think it's going to take me as long as... Because in my mind, I don't have like a deadline.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I just feel like, all right, whatever. If I don't get to it until like November, December,
yeah,
fine. You know, but I don't think it'll take that long. I think probably by Easter.
Okay.
Probably by Easter, I might
so
be able
the
flag to flagpole.
So you're diagonal and you're pulling yourself up to where you're here now. That's the goal.
Yeah. Parallel like a flag.
Yeah.
So in angles, where are you
can
now?
Can y'all pull up a picture? Can y'all pull up a picture of flag polling, like a flagpole pull up? And where am I now?
Like, you got like 1 foot off the ground at least?
Oh, yeah, I can get both my feet off the ground.
Oh, okay.
But it's the twist
it's
motion.
It's the push of like trying to hold yourself up. Something is definitely, there's a disproportion because when I go with this side on the bottom,
yeah.
I definitely can't get that high. So being able to push
that
from this
shit.
Shoulder. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Right.
Yeah.
So you see the way he's looking down, that shoulder, that's where most of it is. You got to be able to push from that arm
that
and push your torso
to,
up.
Okay.
And yeah, everything else will kind of hold on. So, you know, we'll see.
Wow.
I'm not
it
even
is all
for
one
the looks.
Piece.
I just think it's cool. I think it's a cool thing to do.
You're not even doing it for the looks?
No one really sees me with my shirt off other than my lady. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not one of those people to just be out here. Like, I mean, if I work out without a shirt on, but that's only if I'm by myself.
Yeah.
I work out with my clothes on. Fuck these niggas, man. That be at Blink with all naked. Shout out to the girls that be naked. That's beautiful. But
I just don't like
I got eczema. I'm jealous.
Naked
I can't.
At the gym?
They be like one piece with
they
the fucking tight.
Makeup on and
they got the camel toe trunks on.
The camel toe trunks.
They be so tight with the trunks, they might as well, like, they be walking around Blink half-assed. Yeah. You be like, good for them.
Right.
And it just makes me do another 3-4 push-ups.
They on a bench press using their legs. Like, I got to keep my legs up behind my head.
Oh, yeah. They be out there squatting crazy over at the Blink. They got a ring light and a studio set up.
I've seen that
at the
a lot.
Fucking thing because they all influencers
yes.
and shit.
Yes, I've
they,
seen
they,
that.
They fucking barge all the fucking phone chargers. Like, yeah. They be taking all the outlets.
I had a dude today. It was a guy today in the park with a ring light. He brought a ring light out. Like, what the fuck is you doing, bro? Like,
fuck
this
is
the
you
real part. I came out here to get away from all that
they
crazy
trying to get
shit.
Content.
It's, yeah.
That's yeah, they
I just
gotta
don't
influence.
Want to be a part of your content. That's
they got
to
influence.
Thing. I just don't want to be.
Your flags.
Yeah. I don't want to be a part of your content. I don't want to be a part
they
of your
They
got to
influence, Dave. They're influencers, like your book.
Shout out to the book Influencer. Please go check that out.
Like your book. They got to influence,
it's
Dave.
On the website.
You know, Dave wrote a book.
Yeah, if you guys show up to the show with the book, too, I'll sign
show
it.
Show up with the book,
I'll
man.
Sign it for you.
This nigga wrote a book.
Hey there, responsible adults over the age of 21 living in states where Delta 8 is legal. Would you like to get high? Like, really high. Like, super duper legally high. I always feel like one of those, like, older bully kids is, like, offering someone drugs in, like, one of those teen commercials. And this is your brain on drugs. Well, listen, kids. If you'd like to get high, well, you can go to YoDelta.com, where you can stock up on high-quality, lab-tested Delta 8, okay? Delta 8, I love it. It doesn't give you the same effect as weed, but, like, it does. You know what I mean? If you're over the age of 21 and you're living in one of the states where this is legal, go to YoDelta.com and stock up on Delta 8. Not the flower, but, like, okay, what is Delta 8? Let me tell you. It's found in hemp, and it can be legally shipped to various states and get you high. At YoDelta.com, you can find a mix of gummies, vapes, flower, anything for all of your getting stone needs. I can tell you this about Delta 8. It works, and it should be taken responsibly. Don't just be out here willy-nilly smoking it all day, driving tractors. Don't try to, like, you know, farm on Delta 8. No, just smoke, sit back, watch a movie. Watch a Tubi movie, all right? Just relax. So once more, go to YoDelta.com, the official Delta 8 sponsor of the Gas Digital Network. And if you use promo code GAS, that's G-A-S, you're going to get 25% off. Once more, that's promo code GAS, G-A-S, for 25% off. Yo Delta, home of the Delta 8 that will get you super high. All right, let's get back into it. I will say this, though, when we talk about, because you talk about the girls in the gym that show off everything, right? And really, there's nothing to show off. If you're a girl at the gym, the only thing you can show off is, you know, the poom-poom, right? Like, that's it,
and
right?
The butt. They butt be...
I mean, but butt is butt, man. Like, and gym butt.
Girl
gym
butt. Yeah, fine.
Yeah.
So like girl a, still, she's still prant.
You know
they
the
be prancing
like,
around, though.
I get it. But
ain't that many butts at Blink. They be like extended.
Go
back.
To Bushwick. Right. All them dirty foot white women in there be with them Lululemon, Lord.
Talking about the dust foot white.
I'm talking about thick hipsters. You ever seen thick hipster bitches?
Yeah.
Tattoos everywhere.
They're like one vegan rap away from being, whew.
But that's fine. Yeah. It's trancing around the gym. It's scattered around Blink. I have no problem with them one being one vegan rap. Come in here and do them little pull-ups you're doing with your ass hanging out. I appreciate that.
Yeah, but they thick, but they one set block shape. It's not like
No.
It's like a mini fridge.
What do you do? When you go, first of all, they're not wearing the shit you see them outside with. You see how much curves these dirty foot white women be having. You be like,
oh, they don't
the
have
fuck?
Like the kids.
They do. They got a stretch floor, right? So everybody set up their little mats. I get behind a girl with an ass every time.
Okay.
Like on Nutty Professor, right? And you be shocked that these Bushwick bitches, they be set up. Some of them be stacked crazy. Tattoos and shit. Ass jiggling as they walk over to the weight bench. You be just trying to focus. You be like, yeah, man. Man. They probably smell terrible. But
are you making them
noises?
Fantastic.
Ooh, they look good.
I just like seeing the print, man. If
and the print
thing,
be out.
I just want to see... The
they
print.
Be having camel toe.
That's it. I just want to know which
camel toe print.
That's it. I'm an A.
Camel toe print is 70% of the gym.
Right. I just want to see.
You doing percentages?
Yeah.
Camel toe print.
I just want to see who got the fattest.
I love a nice fat toe life, right? They be having toe toes in the gym.
I be focused, man. I don't see that shit.
Yeah, I know you don't.
You know what's funny?
But you've got more abs than both of us. So you go into something different. I be trying to I don't jiggle no more. Thank God. I just don't jiggle.
That's hilarious.
I work out not
well, you at
to
Blink
jiggle.
Now. You at Planet Fitness. They had like Pizza Wednesdays and
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, Pizza Wednesdays,
so
Bagel Tuesdays. No. At Blink, they got the little C4 drinks, the little vitamin to hype you up.
Blink don't have none of that.
But nah, man, that's it.
Planet Fitness.
Planet Fitness got food and shit, not Blink.
Yeah, they speaking got of Lasagna like, Wednesday.
My membership, shit. $10.
spotting a chick's like you know fat print tee.
Why you saying like wait, fat? Because
I didn't want to just drop
fat print.
I didn't want to just drop a hard P for the people that gotta print. Edit us out for YouTube.
But they be having a camel toe print.
There is a video that I want to talk about where all of these terms moose knuckle, fat toe, like how it really goes down. Uh-huh. T, there's a video in the run of show. Fat Toto. Keep talking. Okay, she's trying to pull it up now. Okay. Don't say what? I can't hear you. I can't. What is happening in
here
today?
Why are
we yelling?
Stop repeating what I'm telling you through the window so the fans don't know what's going on.
Oh, why?
I don't know what's going on. I can't hear you.
You're in there fanning yourself.
You're
having
really,
a hot flash?
Yeah, you're
you in there having a hot flash.
I'm not a lip reader.
You know what it is? You guys don't see the gas chat. Where they're making a bunch of racist and sexist comments calling me a bitch and get the mics ready. So I'm like trying to get
shit. Wait, you're reading that right now while I'm asking you to pull
up
a clip?
No, I'm coming in and I have to manage a lot of things. I'm the producer of the show. Jeez.
Wait a minute. The gas chat, they're saying.
They
call
her a bitch. They call everybody names. They used to shit on Dylan. They used to shit on everybody.
Yeah, it's Lewis's fault. He's got the chat all riled up.
24/7. Yeah.
God damn. He's going to call her a bitch like that? Fuck you, niggas.
No. We're gonna show it now.
So. All right. Yeah. This is about the how the fat print.
Just
this is a.
I don't know whether this is real or what this is.
How do I come to accept my fat pussy? Mm. Oh, it's big, and I'm embarrassed. Here's the thing. Pussy. Don't worry about that.
What?
Because men will literally fuck anything. Men will fuck plastic dolls. Men will fuck
flashlights.
Men will fuck
a warm can of beans.
This guy,
a one can of beans.
Men will fuck their mufflers.
Men will fuck a couch cushion. Men will fuck a sock with Vaseline in it.
Very
men
specific.
Will fuck their hand. I mean, you can go on for days. We don't have time.
We can go
you
on.
You think that a man is going to look at your fat pussy and and be like, oh, I can't do it. I don't think that's ever happened in the history
of
the world.
Doing the ad libs in the back seat.
To your balls.
Yeah, I don't know whether this is a podcast. What that is,
Dave? What the fuck?
They're comfortable in the car. They're not. Because the crazy thing is, she's answering questions. Like someone wrote in to her.
But she's on. What is this, Tubi? What is that?
I don't know what that.
Listen, Dave, what the fuck was that?
Internet shows me things. I show them to y'all. That way I know I'm not crazy. Dave, I saw it. Y'all saw it. They recorded it. That's the thing. Y'all make it look like I'm the bad person for
Why you pushing the blame?
Like, they recorded it. They filmed it and put it up. And World Star picked it up. You guys know, I go to World Star every day.
Oh, that's where. Every day. Okay, now it makes sense. You go to World Star. Okay,
World Star every
it
day.
Makes sense. I thought you just randomly came across this clip.
No. World Star felt it was important, so I thought it was important.
That's
the way it works. They're not wrong. You know what I mean? Like I said, for any woman that is in the gym, and you're like, yo, I don't know if I want to be out here with this fat pussy print out here. Like, listen.
Man will fuck it in their hands.
And here's the thing. I trust everything that those ladies said because they don't have no reason to lie.
The episode Warm Can of Beans.
It'll fuck a warm can of beans, you know what I'm saying? They'll do it.
Have no reason to lie. I feel like the three of them have had more sex than hotter people. Like, do y'all think that's true?
Say that one more.
Wait a minute. People, like, I don't want to necessarily just call them ugly.
Say it.
But okay. I'm just going to say they're not symmetrical.
Symmetric.
Like,
they're not really symmetrical.
If you were to ask AI to generate some characters, they're not coming up anytime soon.
Challenging,
you know,
to the eye.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's a good one, yeah.
Spherically challenged.
What do you call it? Eclectically challenged or whatever.
Eclectic.
So, but
striking,
I feel like
striking, very striking.
They have people like that have more sex than hot people.
Absolutely, because there's more ugly people than there is hot people.
It depends on where they are. Location matters. Because if they're in a small town and they got the biggest pussies in the area, you're like, I guess we'll be doing the Morse code on these.
Don't have any reason to not throw it out there. When you're not appealing, you got nothing to lose.
Yeah, you want to do something?
Old Dirty
Bastard.
Let's
just make these grass sandwiches.
Old Dirty Bastard. Would you say Old Dirty Bastard was a good looking dude?
No. Old Dirty was striking.
His name is Old Dirty Bastard.
Right.
He was striking.
Old Dirty Bastard.
Somebody called him that.
Project, bitch. That nigga was Jesus.
Yeah, like 14 children. 14 children, bro.
Because he didn't give a fuck.
Right.
Yeah.
And that means at least 14 people let him, all up in.
Baby, come on. Baby, come on. Baby, come on.
Who else out of who? Yes. Here's the thing. There's no doubt in anybody's mind. This isn't even a gay conversation, but arguably, Method Man better looking than Old Dirty Bastard, right?
Okay.
Right? All right. As three men, straight men, we can sit there and say Method Man is more appealing to the eye than Old Dirty.
How
many children does Method Man have?
Like two? One? Something like that?
I've got to say, I don't know, but...
You don't know what? You don't know whether Old Dirty is more attractive?
I was going to comment on Method Man, and then I was like coming to the mic because I don't know how many kids he has. I was going to say I used to work out at the same gym as Method Man.
Yeah.
So okay. I've seen that God in person.
That God?
Oh, God. All right.
He's a God.
Okay. All right. Turn off the waterworks. Ugh. Turn off your vagina, please.
But you see what I'm saying?
Turn it off.
Yeah.
Now.
Turn your faucet off. Thank you.
So it's clear you would have sex with Method Man.
Turn the faucet off.
It's clear.
Though.
Would you have sex with Old Dirty Bastard?
It depends.
What did you say?
What are the qualifications?
So sex is everything, right? So I would just have him eat my pussy and then I would leave. And
can
I would
you
be
say
like,
that a little lighter? God damn. Eat my pussy,
I would leave.
I like that you think it would go down
this
that
way.
This is
what tech issues do to me. I get some wild shit from me right now.
Wow. Jesus, that mic is hot. That Spanish girl is saucy up in there.
Oh, man.
But no, there's a saucy. I know there's a spectral vastness of what handsome and ugly or beautiful and pretty and ugly are now.
All right, well, all right, both of you, good looking gentlemen. Would you say you've taken down more uglies or more bad chicks in your lifetime?
I've taken down.
Look, it's not even. Y'all still got to think. And that's.
I have taken down. Now in my lifetime, thank the Lord, I've taken down some baddies. But I have taken down some regulars.
I've taken down
a whole lot of regulars. Because regulars are fun. They do. they raw.
They think less.
They think less and do more. They're just so giving.
It's been a mixed bag, I would say. It's a mixed bag.
You got to think less, too. Like, as a dude, if you're banging an ugly chick, you're like, I don't care if this girl comes or not. You know what I mean? Like, this is for me. You know what I mean? Like,
it's a snatch and grab. You just run
it.
Get out.
Little pick me up. It's a Red Bull. It's a Red Bull.
It's a pick me up.
It's a thing. It's like a bagel.
I would have to say
you need
an
English
I probably
from time to time.
I'm probably taking down more uglies than baddies, and that's
thank
it's
the
not
Lord.
Even my own fault. I just think of like I know what it is. It's like here's the thing with baddies, you feel like there's a responsibility. Like I don't know how to approach a baddie without feeling like. Do I need to be trying to be her boyfriend?
Call her a
do
dork.
I need to be treating this baddie
no,
like treat, a baddie?
Because she's going to go to the community. That's what the thought is.
You treat her like a kid on a dodgeball team. You call her a dork, and you just throw
yeah, you learned that. You learned that later, though.
All right.
Absolutely. Yeah. I didn't do that.
In the beginning, you're like, I wrote some poetry for you. I was wondering.
With the box, yes.
Perhaps.
No, get the fuck out of here. Yeah.
Like, because here's the thing. I know a lot of baddies been getting cheated on lately, which is wild. What? You know, Nia Long got cheated on. Cardi B got cheated on.
Straight fours.
Right, right.
Fours and fives.
But like... I don't know. Like, is Lizzo, is she in a relationship? Like, is anybody
she's with a comedian.
On Lila? Was anybody cheating on her? I know she made the song of,
nah,
like, you know.
From what I heard, her and her dude are doing well.
Yeah?
Yeah.
From what I hear, man.
I'm great titty, gotta be. And then who wrote that? That's also what he I don't did. Like.
No, I'm playing.
Women who write these songs or singing these songs like somebody did something to them.
It's acting sometimes. It's theater.
I hate that. Remember Beyonce used to do that? Here I am in this house with your kids. And bitch, you're 16 years old. Ain't nobody do this to you.
Oh, that. Oh,
remember
yeah,
them
yeah.
Beyonce songs back in the day?
Them shits.
Yeah, even your very best friend tried to teach me on the low. Like,
didn't Wyclef write that?
I don't know.
Wyclef probably put the stories
into
it.
Yeah, he probably added the energy
Wyclef
to it.
Wyclef did the little production. He
a lot
did
of
that.
This shit is theatrics, man. The only person I know, Mary J. Blige, she was going through some shit.
Oh, yeah.
All
yeah.
them songs.
Remember when Mary J. used to be on drugs at the award shows? We'd be like, she on something right now.
Is this before the
Mary
chicken
J.
commercial?
This is way before chicken commercial.
Crispy chicken?
No, I used to love Mary J. when Mary J. was singing out them crack pipes.
Yeah.
When she had the pipes with crack in there.
Her
and she
dad
was good.
Used to smoke crack together.
Oh, my
smoke
God.
Smoke crack.
That is a weird thing, though. We never call ladies out for that. Like, we'll call dudes out. No. We'll call dudes out for not living what they talk about in their songs.
Uh-huh.
But we don't call ladies out for that.
They look so damn good.
Yeah, but like, stop spreading the narrative that men ain't shit.
I'm going to tell you, something right now. Women ain't shit, but I love them. Like, do
see,
you know,
that's why we don't call them out.
I was at a party, and a friend of mine, a lady, a celebrity woman.
Celebrity
do you know
woman.
What she did? She said, get my, she was like, hit me up, such, some such and such and such, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, meet up. Meet up for
yada,
this
yada yada yada, the bunch of shit there.
for this real estate thing, and you know I'm out in New York trying to get on stage. Just hit me up. So I was like, all right, give me a number. She goes, nigga, you ain't got my phone number. I was like, nah. She smacked me in the fucking face. Now if a dude,
physically? Because you didn't have her phone number.
Yeah, she smacked me
what?
In the face.
That makes no sense.
That's hella disrespectful.
Can I get your number? Wow.
Yeah.
And then because I know who she is and I know she's a terrible drunk, I said, just give me the phone number. Right?
And then you
so she put it in there, and she smacked me again.
Wow.
And I let it slide because it's a girl smacking me
You know
in
what's
face.
Crazy?
I don't have a problem. They don't hurt.
When I was in...
it's like, what are you doing?
When I was in college, when I was in college, the quarterback of our football team, and this is a big deal because we were a D1 school, so we're like a major deal. I'm not going to use any names, but our quarterback...
Talk shit.
He had a situation like that where he went to a nightclub...
Mm-hmm.
Aries is just local, so it's a bunch of people at the nightclub. But afterwards, he's trying to holler at this girl
at a shorty
in the parking lot.
In the parking lot, okay.
And
set up the story.
She didn't know who he was, and my man went off. Now he went a little bit harder than that. He put this girl head through a car window.
God, what the fuck?
But
mine was kind of
okay.
Mine was kind of sexy. The girl smacked me and then hugged me.
Dave.
But he is a star quarterback. He's the star quarterback of a D1 college team in a city
top shelf
that, like,
with the abuse.
How do you not know me? You know what I mean? So, like, he was that was wild. But he had a trial behind that. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. He never made it to the league. He was good. He had a cannon. He suited up with the Carolina Panthers, and they was like, we going to pass. But,
holy shit.
Yeah, man. Some people can't take rejection well at all.
Well,
she never forgot his name after that, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, you get your head put through a car window. God damn.
She'll tell her children that story.
She had football trivia like, that's so-and-so. It's like, how'd you know?
He put this chick head through a car window in a parking lot full of an entire club letting out. And it was just like, oh, that dude crazy. You know what I mean? So it was wild.
Was she okay? What the fuck?
I'm sure the school took care of it because he played the rest of that season.
She needed
like
an
that
Advil.
Was begin. That was when I began to learn about like
car
the
windows.
Perks.
Oh.
Jesus Christ, the perks of being a athlete at that level. And this is also where I look at that shit and I realize like this is not. When we see athletes out of control, it's honestly not the athlete's fault. It's the organization's fault. Because that dude was fresh out the projects, like straight, he was high school, in the projects, straight to that. You can't give a person like that a bank account with like 5-6 figures in it and just release them out into the world without no home training.
That's a rabid dog.
Right. Because here's the thing.
The money is the phone.
Right.
If he was just
some dude from the projects that did that,
yeah,
you would be like, well, yeah, that's what those people do. I mean, it's fucked up, but you wouldn't look at it like something needs to be done.
No.
You'd be like, hey, man, don't go near those kind of people.
Don't put a pit bull at Chuck E.
Right,
Cheese.
Right. You went near him because, you know, he's a star athlete, you know, and you tried to be coy. Oh, what's your name? You don't know my name. You don't know who I am.
Then he palmed ahead bile.
Right through the, you know, like the passenger door was like open, you know, the music
playing. Oh, she was in the car.
No. They're standing there.
Damn.
They're standing there. That's also wild that like the glass shattered even like because the door wasn't closed. So this is like an open.
This is a loose door. And this chick's
he got a cannon, bro. He got a cannon. This dude was hitting wide receivers with fucking 60-yard passes, just wow, right between numbers, man.
So girl's head,
also foreheads through car windows.
Girl's forehead, that's nothing through an open car door. That's some Last Dragon shit.
That is.
What the fuck? My heart goes out to that lady.
Yeah, Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ, Dave.
Some people take hits. Some people take hits. Remember Little Mo? Y'all remember Little Mo, the singer?
Yeah.
You know what happened to her?
Go on, tell the story.
I
remember.
Okay.
I do not know this situation.
Lil Mo's career kind of got ended abruptly in a nightclub because some dude broke a champagne bottle over her face, right? And she had to get all of this restitched back together.
What
like,
the fuck?
Ain't no
I
more,
didn't know.
Like this, a Roku Saki.
This is a nightclub in Maryland. A nightclub in Maryland, and, you know, I guess same deal, you know, a little bit of rejection. People couldn't handle it, you know what I mean? But, yeah, like, people get out, ladies be taking
know
hits,
the story
bro.
On that.
I have blocked some phone numbers in my
See if
day.
You can see it. Lil Mo, bottle to the face. Not the video, but see if you can find the story.
No, don't see the video.
I don't want to see the video.
No, I don't think there is a video. If there is a video,
Jesus
that's
Christ.
Crazy.
Well,
I mean, that
Lil
can't
Mo
be worse than
back.
The Ray Rice video, right? Yeah, I remember seeing the Ray Rice video.
I remember that.
Yeah, I remember Ray Rice.
He's dragging
video.
His little lifeless lady out of the Revel apartment.
That shit was
He got
insane.
Her shoe. He felt bad. He's like, let me get the shoe. She gonna be mad if I don't see. She gonna be mad if I don't get this shoe. I'm sorry.
She still married him afterwards, so they good.
She did marry that.
Yeah. She just might need to know. But some they have a fighting relationship, though.
Huh? They look like they had a fighting relationship.
Yeah,
though.
Some people.
She was taller than him. She was taller than him, right?
She spit on him or somebody right before they got in. They were arguing, and you know, he went football too hard on her. But he felt basic. Yeah. Let me get a shoe.
He's not no Jay-Z that could recover it
so
after.
The picture's gone, but this is from 2001.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, 20 stitches following a concert. Yeah, she's after club and somebody hit her in the face with a champagne bottle.
That's a
like
goddamn
a lady,
shame,
bro.
That's crazy. I feel
like
insanely
a
terrible
lady.
For that.
I was wondering where Lil Mo went, man. She was like doing features on everything.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
But yeah, now I mean she was already like, you know, she was already kind of a push. You know what I mean? Like, aesthetically.
Yeah, she had the KRS-One going on.
Did Little Mo look like KRS-One?
But her voice is amazing, man.
Did she look like KRS?
A lot of women's voices were amazing back then. Voice. Kelly Price and all of them.
Yo, but you remember the girl from I've Got the Power, right?
Yeah.
That was a big old big lady.
Oh.
But in the video, they had a skinny chick singing that part.
He was getting kind of hectic. Yeah.
Yeah. You remember that? Snap. You remember Snap? It's getting. I will attack, and you don't want that.
Kelly Price. And the chick that was in the LL Cool J video. Kelly
had
to
lose weight, though. And then her face was still huge.
Which is weird that she was coming up under the Isley Brothers. And they would allow, like, because they were some tough-looking dudes, too, man.
Yeah, they were.
Yeah, like, they the whole, like are they, were they really brothers?
Some plumbers,
can
yeah.
you please pull
they
up a picture?
Look like black
can you please
Mario
pull up
Luigi.
A picture of the young Isley Brothers? Now, like, yeah. I mean, everybody don't age that well.
When they was all androgynous,
they
all had vests on, and they was
right.
tight.
You're like,
shit.
Yo, what country are these dudes from, man? Because those country? Aren't American faces. Those are not American faces. I can't wait to go to Europe and see what y'all think of my American face.
They had foreign face. Yeah. You're just saying.
They got, look at
foreign
these niggas.
Face and
look
yeah.
at these niggas.
Come on.
Look at them.
That's not American
what
dudes.
What world are they
he
from?
Look like Cooper.
You see Ron? Look at Ron.
I've seen this picture too.
I've
with,
never
like,
seen this shot.
As a meme
Yo.
Where they be talking about how old dude, old
he
heads be like.
He got his hand on his
it's
hip.
Yeah.
Summertime. They got all this polyester on. It's so hot outside.
Them
like,
niggas probably
yeah.
smell terrible.
Much.
And they're like weirdly like not in shape but in shape.
Yeah.
Smell sweaty.
Bowling shoes.
Yeah. Yeah, man, he got his taco meat out.
But
can
I've
imagine,
seen
like,
this
commuting in this outfit on the train.
Look at this dude.
Oh no, you can't get on the train like that.
That's probably somebody's uncle now. That's
yeah.
probably uncle.
They all
grandpa.
Uncles.
No, and grandpa. This is somebody's grandpa.
This look is. I've seen this meme though with this picture where they've said like, old heads be talking about how young dudes is soft. These young niggas soft nowadays.
What about
right?
that halter top, grandpa? To. What the about shit? That knot you tied at the
Are
stomach?
Are you wearing a blouse,
You
uncle?
Got a blouse
got
on
a blouse
with the
on.
Knot at the gut. You tied it like a girl, like we was at the water park.
Shout out to all the dudes that go for it that way, too.
He
man.
Went for it.
The Rick Jameses of the world. Like, yeah. what?
Punk Funk.
What?
Prince. Rick James.
Get out all there with cats, your little Prince sparkly whole crew. High heels.
Mm. Damn.
That shit's crazy.
Yeah. All right. What else I want to talk about? Can we work on this new segment? Can we try this new segment that I wanted to introduce?
A new segment?
Yeah. New segment. This would be fun. You guys can play this along. It's called To Be or Not To Be.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, To Be or Not To Be. All right.
Love
so I'm going to read to you guys. I'm going to read to you guys a description. Everybody knows I've been watching Tubi movies lately.
Right.
I watch a lot of movies on Tubi.
Okay.
I've been watching movies off of Tubi also, but I've noticed like Tubi, that shit is the greatest. It's
okay.
So I want to read to you a description of a movie, and you guys can guess, and people at home can guess also whether or not this is a Tubi movie or not a Tubi movie. All right? So let me read to you guys a description here of a first movie. A Detroit waitress is seduced into a weekend of stripping in Florida for some quick cash.
Tubi!
No, no.
But the trip becomes a sleepless 48-hour odyssey involving a nefarious friend, her pimp, and her idiot boyfriend.
Not a Tubi movie.
Not a Tubi movie?
That's A24 joint.
Oh, you know this movie? I've seen this. Yeah, we just watched this movie.
Oh,
it is an A24 movie.
Yeah.
So you know this plot.
I know this movie.
Oh,
yeah.
wait.
I know this movie.
The shit with the cell phone? Not the bitch with the cell phone, right?
What's with the white chick? The white chick is in it. And then, oh, I know what you're talking about.
All right. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Okay. So you're saying not to be? What you say?
I think Derek's singing to Tangerine. Is that the movie where they
Tangerine, right? And that the movie?
Tangerine.
That's a good one.
Okay, no, this movie is actually, this movie is, it's called Zola.
Yep.
It is an A24 movie. It is on Tubi right now, but it is not a Tubi original.
Oh, wow, it's an A24.
So A24, do you remember back in 2015, one of our good friends, Chloe, sent us this story, this lady who had like all these tweets of this crazy story of her going down there into Florida and getting tricked into stripping and hooking and all the stuff like that. They made it a movie. Oh. And it's a great, it was a great movie,
now
but
I want to watch it.
Yeah, yeah, but I mean, come on, that doesn't sound like a Tubi movie.
It
a
did
Detroit
at first,
waitress.
And I was like, wait a minute,
it's seduced into a weekend of stripping in Florida.
Familiar.
Yeah, I watched Zola this past weekend. That was a great one. T, you watched it with me. What'd you think?
So the white girl in the movie is played by Elvis Presley's granddaughter.
That's right.
Yes. Bring this up? That's true. And she plays Hood Rat so well.
Yeah.
She did such a great job. Like, you want to punch her in the face.
Okay.
That's how good she does.
Yeah.
Like, being a white girl playing Hood. Basically.
It's weird, though. I mean, it has everything that makes it. Even that kind of looks like a Tubi movie picture. You know what I mean?
But, I know. I want to watch this shit. This
yeah,
shit,
right. Give it a look. That joint, it was wild. It was wild.
It's a wild joint. Yeah.
It was fun, man. Okay. Next description. A couple's first date takes an unexpected turn when a policeman pulls them over for a minor traffic violation. When the situation escalates, the man takes the officer's gun and shoots him in self-defense.
Oh, I know what this is.
Now labeled cop killers in the media,
oh, yeah.
The couple feel they have no choice but to go on the run and evade the law.
That's Queen and Slim.
It's Queen and Slim. Not a Tubi joint.
Wait, that's Queen the people at home don't know. You two black-ass motherfuckers here.
I love a good black film. That was in the movies, nigga.
Yeah, man.
Hey, this don't sound like it could be a Tubi movie.
Movie heads, though.
That girl this don't sound like this could be a Tubi movie.
That girl had a fat ass. Man, remember the love scene? They fucking in the car?
Yeah.
She had a fat old rump. Anyway, go ahead.
So when the video of the incident goes viral, the outwitting outlaw soon become a symbol of trauma, terror, and grief and pain
was
for people
artwork
all across the country.
It was artwork.
Her ass was artwork in that movie. Yeah. Oh, my God, she was bad. But anyway, go ahead.
But that's a pretty, I mean, well, that plot is a bit more complex than your average Tubi movie.
Yeah, a Tubi joint wouldn't be that complex.
As you kept reading, I was like, this is too good.
As soon as you started, I was like, wait a minute, hold up.
It was too well written.
See, miss.
These little plots ain't that good on Tubi. I'm like, wait a minute, he's really explaining a good film.
This is a good.
That sounds like a good film.
I think we could make a Queen and Slim on a cell phone. I want to try it.
It'll be Queen and Slim without the good lighting, because that, to me, is what made that movie. The lighting.
Yeah.
Everyone was well lit. Everything was well lit.
Queen and Slim?
Queen and Slim.
You know what made that movie for me?
It's black people.
Bakeem Woodbean. Please pull up. However you say it. Just pull him up.
Woodbean.
If you can pull up a picture of him from Queen and Slim.
He was a pimp.
For the white people watching who don't know, Bakeem Woodbean is the guy that Dave Chappelle is kind of becoming, you know?
That's who he's becoming?
Jeez. Yeah, you know how Dave is just kind of swelling up and, you know, it's... So,
hold up. Pull a picture of him.
Bakeem Woodbean.
He's becoming Bakeem Woodbine.
Yeah.
Look at that's Fat Dave. That's Fat Dave. Are you nuts?
That's
Fat
Dave.
Chappelle.
I've always enjoyed this guy in every movie I've ever
he's
seen
great.
Him in.
And
he's
Jason
great. Lyric
he's a great
and
actor.
Waist Deep, all of that. He's an amazing actor. Again, a guy who's just not aesthetically the guy to always be.
He's fucking a lot.
Yeah.
Even before. But yeah, okay.
He's like, he's not the guy. Like, he's a great actor.
Yeah.
And sometimes when you do see him as the lead, you know, it's like, all right, I see they're trying to push him.
Bakeem Dave. Look at that.
Oh, yeah.
Brothers.
I couldn't even tell who was who for a second.
Hold on. Flip. Damn.
That's pretty close.
Yeah.
You
put
glasses
on Bokeem. Definitely could be related easily.
Yo. Damn, you hit that right on the head.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Yo.
Yeah, but like funny. His character of him, like he's a good enough dude that like when his niece pulls up at his porch out of nowhere. On the run from killing a cop, and they're like, yo, we need a car, we need some money, and we need a place to stay, and we need a change. He's like, all right, I got you on that. But, like, he'll get drunk and beat up his women over a missing pinky ring.
like you couldn't, yeah, that's right. Because you couldn't know, you didn't know that. How to like the character.
I forgot. Because
he was like, yo, this
that.
Thing is great.
He has some
just,
layers
he
to
He just
him.
Beat the shit out of somebody.
I remember seeing that being like, yo, I need a friend. Bro. I need friends like that. And he's like, oh, never mind.
Yeah,
oh,
he's like up all night beating on his women for a missing pinky ring, but then still up at the ass crack of dawn to help them burn their car and get out of here. It's like he's the most responsible functioning alcoholic.
So yeah. This is what happened after you fell asleep. There's more to this story.
Okay.
So the reason why she's a lawyer is because he pushed her mother down the stairs and her mother hit her head and bled out so quickly that she died. And he needed representation to get out of it. So the niece took him on as her first case and got him off.
Oh, yeah,
his,
yeah.
For killing her own mother.
Yeah.
So,
oh,
so
he owes
her.
Pushed her because he was a D1.
Come on. This don't sound more and more like a 2B plot as we get down to it. I mean, that description
crazy.
Was nice.
No, no,
but
no.
Come on.
That
the
story,
flashback of, oh.
That story sounds like a 2B
yeah,
plot.
Yeah, I represented him because he killed my mom by accident. And
that
now,
sounds like a 2B plot. Just his story.
I missed that. You know what, T? I missed that the first time I watched it. Now I got to watch it again.
Right, right.
I'm sorry, missed what?
I missed that whole thing about him throwing the mom down the
oh,
stairs.
Oh, yeah. There was, because you know what it was? And not to sound like a hater, but I was like, hate watching this movie.
Oh, yeah. She fucking hated it.
Because
this movie.
To me, it felt like they either squeezed in the police brutality stuff afterwards to uh-huh. make it relevant.
Yeah.
Or that the network told her to. Whichever direction, it just felt very separated.
The like, network yeah. told her to
the
what?
The actual story of
Add
Queen and Slim
of,
felt separated.
Oh, yeah.
Part of it.
Okay. Yeah, I'm sure they had
like,
to hit them.
You could have been on the run for a different reason. It didn't have to be this whole long
Hey,
winded
T, you know how some crab cakes got like a lot of bread in it, and then there's crab cakes with just crab? Niggas need filler, man.
2 hours? The movie's 2 hours.
Filler. Everybody likes that bullshit
like 2 hours,
filler
though?
In their crab cake.
90 minutes.
I like good crab cakes with
on
no
the
filler.
Run because they killed the cop. That's it. It didn't have to have like all the extra fluff. There was a lot of extra fluff.
I'm going to rewatch that and take that
now I
gotta out.
See.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
See
maybe we'll do
is.
One of those for NNFA
yeah, yeah.
at the movies. Because it is
that's
a wild movie.
Way of looking at it.
And though. Watching it with Tiana's very passionate commentary. That's the way I'm going to describe it. It reminded me Passion. Of being okay. a child watching hood movies with my mom. My mom used to fucking yell at hood movies. She would be, what the fuck? I remember
Latina.
My mom
Passionate,
saw Menace.
Okay.
Me and my mom watched Menace to Society together.
Okay.
And because I guess my mom wanted to make sure I didn't pick up any bad shit from it.
Okay.
And man, I am telling you, my mom was infuriated by Menace to Society. She just
really?
Didn't like the black people.
That's everyone in the film. What the
No, well, yeah. I'm not saying that you hated black people. I'm just saying it was just
no.
But the
no,
way
we gotta
she
say, you're racist,
passionately
Steve.
Oh, I call Tia racist in the house all the time. Yeah. But it's just to cover up my racism because I say so much fucked up shit about Spanish
it was,
people.
No, it was just two things. Like I didn't like the way that I didn't like their chemistry
okay.
also. They didn't seem to be
Oh, you're talking about Queen Slim?
Queen and Slim. Yeah, I didn't like their chemistry. And
yeah.
also, the dude, they made him such a pushover, I was pissed. I was like, this is too far.
You're talking Daniel Kaluuya?
Talking about Kaluuya?
Yeah, because the way they went on a date was weird. Like, she only, he like, they was on a date nap or whatever. He
yeah.
hit her up, they matched, they exchanged a few texts, and then she just went cold on him for like
yeah,
3 weeks.
I remember that part.
Then
yeah.
she hits him up like, yo, you want to link up tonight? And he's like, okay.
Doesn't he ask you? He's like,
and he's asking her
tonight?
Like, why? And she's like, yeah, I had a bad day today. I lost a case and I just didn't feel like being alone. So it was like, she pulled him into all of this shit. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
In the midst
like,
of that, him discovering why, then the police thing happened. And
right,
what, okay,
right.
That's
and she
right.
was bossing him around the whole fucking time.
She
it
was
weird.
Bossing
yeah,
him around.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, that's why I didn't go see that again. Now I gotta watch it. She was being an asshole.
That's why it was weird when you was like, she got a fat ass. I'm
she
like,
did have one.
How did you
I
see past
that.
All that attitude?
I
yeah,
remember
that.
How could
ass.
You possibly
yeah, yeah.
get through
she
all
was
that
an
attitude?
Asshole,
like
real.
Some
she
an
was
attitude.
An asshole.
Yeah, she
an
was.
Attitude will fuck up
that.
A fat ass for me. You know, like I've always felt that way about Nicki Minaj. Her attitude outweighs that ass.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a wild yeah. attitude coming
but
up.
Her attitude real.
Yeah. That is.
Oh, shit.
She didn't take hers out?
I'm here all week.
Caught up in the.
I'm here all week.
All right.
No need for apologies.
One more. I'm liking this segment. Might do this some more. I'm watching more movies again. Something all right.
Give me another 2B or not 2B.
All right. 2B.
When meeting women online for the first time in the 90s, this character finds out why the dates with them are failing by talking to a dating coach, but he learns a life-challenging secret from the woman he met.
Is this Hitch?
I guess so, probably.
Like
dating coach? That's so funny, yeah.
Is it Hitch?
Is it Hitch? No, it's not Hitch. It's not Hitch.
It's Tubi's Hitch?
That sounds like Hitch.
It's Tubi's Hitch.
It's Tubi Hitched.
It's Tubi Hitched.
Tubi Hitched.
Tubi's Hitched.
It's Tubi Hitched.
Yeah.
Tubi Hitched.
That one.
Tubi.
That one is a Tubi original.
Yeah!
What? The Tubi joint?
This is a Tubi original. It's called The Chat Page.
That's a wacky name.
Jesus Christ.
And here's the thing about this movie.
What?
The chat page.
We just watched this movie on NNFA at the movies. This one comes out Friday. I watched it with Monroe Martin. And what? I'm telling you, we didn't
Look
know
at
what
the
to
cover.
Expect.
That's the guy from Stomp the Yard.
Oh, never mind.
Is it? Is it?
This movie was terribly good. Like, terribly
Whoa, terribly
good.
Good?
Like, it's bad. The lighting is bad. The sound is bad.
Oh, okay.
Everything.
I get you. Oh, okay.
But
I see.
The
it
end.
It was so bad, it was good.
You do not see coming, and you go like, well, goddamn. I'm telling you, me and Monroe sat on this couch, and when it was over, we were like, goddamn. We actually enjoyed that. Like, it was.
The ending wrapped it up?
It wrapped it up so perfectly.
Wait a minute. So it was shitty, and you know what?
It was just us making fun of it because of the quality.
Okay.
But the story is pretty good.
Okay.
The story's pretty good. It's called The Chat Page.
The Chat Page.
It's
on
Tubi. If you don't want to watch it by yourself, please check it out this Friday on NNFA ATM at the movies. Myself and Monroe Martin, we watch that. If you got to be a Gas Digital subscriber, please use promo code NNFA for a 7-day free trial and watch The Chat Page along with us. It's a great, great fucking Tubi original, man.
Okay.
So, yeah. Also, we have some new ideas where we're probably going to get into some more Ninja Turtle flicks, but shoot, new editor was just telling us about the new video game that he might bring in for us, some Ninja Turtle video game. So we might play along and chat with that. You guys let us know in the comments.
Have you
what
seen
would
the
you
AI
rather see?
Huh? Ninja Turtles situation?
With all of the gold teeth and chains and shit?
No. I'm talking like AI has created like a rendition of what they think it should look like, the movie.
When we take a break, you got to show me this shit.
Okay.
When we take a is it up on YouTube or some shit?
I don't know.
It's
got to we'll
be.
See.
I've seen it online.
AI is getting
weird. After the break. After
okay.
the break. Yeah.
I'm going to tell you something that I just learned about AI, and I'm Sorry. Really scared. I don't trust it, right? I was what, talking about this on the movie Friday that's coming out. But, like, all right, I got sucked into, like, a weird commercial. You ever be on an app, and then a commercial hits you? And usually the commercials is bullshit. You know,
yeah.
Royal Match, all that bullshit. Mm. And they got me with the singing face one. You know, they're like, yo, why don't you make your face sing a song? And I'm like,
oh,
I kind of
no.
want to make my face sing a song.
Oh, my God.
Right? Oh, Dave.
Oh, you Dave. Can skip
so
that.
I download
one.
The app.
Dave.
I
you
download,
download
the app?
Dave,
I download the
they
app.
They got you, nigga. They got you.
Because I want to make my face sing some songs.
Yeah, goofy.
You can use your face to see.
Nigga, sing in the mirror. What the fuck is wrong with you? Just sing a song in the
Go
mirror.
Go ahead, Dave.
I wanted to make something for social media. I was trying to be... More social
bug.
Online.
Record yourself singing, nigga. They are all. Oh.
So here's the thing. I knew better than to give it my pictures. I knew better than to do that because I know that they're just building a profile off of you, whatever many pictures they can
they
get.
They got us.
So what I was doing.
Done. I got thousands of pictures on Instagram. I'm done.
But what yeah, I did was I tried to use AI generated pictures of myself.
Okay.
And make those sing.
Okay.
And when I put those in the app, the app did not recognize any faces in the AI-generated images. Isn't that wild?
That's interesting.
Yeah, like it was like there's no face here, and I'm like there's clearly a face here. Like it's a but
it's probably coded.
Right, but the computer knows. Like nigga, this ain't real. Like nah, I made this. Like I probably put it in front of the same computer.
I know
computer.
This work. Yeah. This is my work.
Nigga, this ain't no person.
That's not a person.
It's a ChatGPT console.
Yeah, hey. But that's interesting that the computer knows that. It knows like nigga, this ain't no real
it's probably
person.
Slightly,
I ain't doing that shit.
It's slightly skewed in a way to where it's like it's you, but skewed in a way to like no, it's coded. Where it's like this is not
you look like a skinwalker. You look like one of them things. Like that's a
skinwalker.
That's a clone or
but
a
we've been getting
of me.
Okay. We've been getting okay, kind of tricked with these Instagram pages. There are pages now that are just full on. The chick's not even real.
She's not
real.
Oh, I've seen that.
It's just
she's not real at all.
There's a black pictures chick that's and famous, pictures. And it's a white dude that created her, and he's
right.
putting clothes on her. Other brands are like paying just to have her wear these clothes. Not a real person,
right? Real.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Instagram allows that too. Like it's like, wild. Yo, you know, this is just fake chicks.
Wild.
And the crazy wild. Thing is, they got followers.
Yeah,
like
millions.
Six digit. Yeah, some of them got 1.2 million followers.
I think it's
like,
bots, though. I think some of that's bots.
That is even crazy that we got bots following bots.
Bots following bots.
Who is this? Yeah,
so this is
real.
An AI-generated account that's been on
2.6 million followers.
That picture looks real
she's
right
been,
there.
But she's been on Instagram since
Mokwela.
For a while.
It's a horrible name.
And Black she's Lives completely Matter. AI-generated, Jesus. But she has fashion deals. She gets brand deals.
Right.
Kind of
real
shit.
Though.
So that's what I'm saying. Like
that's
if I was
part.
And if I was to take these pictures,
it's like splice
and
you
put them in the.
Look how fake that shit looked.
Right.
Go back.
With the elbow one?
Yeah. She looked.
They looked at the bag?
Well, because she has a brand deal.
You ever seen that movie Splice? She liked the Splice girl.
Oh, yeah, I remember Splice.
Splice.
So this girl is real. She's a TikToker. So this is definitely somebody else's body, or this is probably the person that they used to give this girl a body because her face is fake.
It's probably somebody like in a green screen
verified.
Suit.
She's verified. Yo, I hope they had to pay
I
for it.
I think we're cracking a case up in this
I
moment.
Hope I they had to pay M. for that verification. That is wild.
Look, there's a BMW commercial.
And she's not even in it.
Oh, yes, she is.
Damn.
She don't look real at all.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Looks like some Final Fantasy.
Yo.
Yeah. She's none of this is
for
real.
A while.
Yo. She a robot.
Somebody's making a team of people.
She's
La Makina. Yo, making money off of this. Right,
and that's something else.
Ex-machina.
When are we gonna stop doing this with car commercials? The speeding and spinning around in the sand and we know now cars.
Nobody's
don't do
driving
that.
Up a mountain.
They don't do that. Show me the car
in traffic.
Yeah,
yeah
where it's really
where gonna
be
at?
What does my shit look like sitting in traffic
or getting towed?
Yes.
That's what it looks like in tow.
Show that commercial.
I like the way that looks.
Show my
like
car.
That.
Show Matthew McConaughey yeah. in the back of a tow truck in the Lincoln.
Right.
Saying all that shit getting dragged
in the
pump.
I put the payment in. Show me in a parking attendant giving it a ticket, but you know, also a little bit impressed. Like,
show the car.
Attendant giving it. This is nice, but
show the car
illegally
on the
parked.
Block being sat on by a bunch of niggas you don't like. Show that commercial.
Right.
Yeah. Show the alarm system for that when a bunch of niggas post it up. Like, right. What's up, Bach? You here to see somebody?
Right.
Huh? You here to see somebody? You trying to get in the car, nigga?
But
huh?
Yo, your car is nice, though.
Mm-hmm.
We put a dent in the hood, though, but it's nice.
Show me coming out of the car wash like, yo, your shit scratched my shit.
Like that before you came in here. But it's still nice, though.
Yeah.
You scratched it, but it's still nice.
Hey, man.
The new Honda Bubba Blah.
Right.
Show me the car when my girl kicked me out. And I got a box full of my records, and I had put it in the trunk.
Yeah,
show me, that.
Show how well this car performs on an eighth of a tank of gas. That's all
you
I'm
just
putting
sweating
in
behind
there.
The wheel. Like, oh, gotta get to the pump. Car still looks good though.
Oh God, man!
Sell me that.
Oh man, that
sell
is
me that.
All right, man. What else is going on, man?
Nothing we give a fuck about.
Nah, I do give a fuck about this.
What's
You're
up?
Probably gonna give a fuck about this too.
What's going on? All
right, this is a fun story.
Uh oh. All right. Okay.
So it's actually this happened today. Too,
it happened
so.
Today.
All right.
South Korea, they passed a law today to start the banning of eating dogs.
Black people was like, I knew it ain't chicken. Knew it.
Like. This age-old tradition, they're finally.
I say this all the time. We knew. We
yeah.
just didn't want to know.
We didn't want to yeah. know. And
we
it's
knew.
Not. Here's the
we
thing.
Knew.
We knew.
Here's
we
the thing.
Know.
It's not going to be an easy transition. Because no. there are a lot of people who are like, hey. Not just because they eat, but like some people are like, yo, this is our livelihood.
Dog.
Like literally, farmer. There's some people like, yo, bro, I got 2 million dogs in cages, like right now, bro. You can't just fuck up my inventory. Like, you remember how Nike felt?
Yeah.
When they couldn't do nothing with them Yeezys?
No, that's Adidas. Adidas.
Oh, excuse me, Adidas. Remember how they felt when they couldn't offer them Yeezys no more?
That's kind of a funny joke, bro. That's a funny comparison.
It's be a dudes lot of... with a bunch of dogs in cages like, this is bullshit, right?
I guess we'll play fetch then.
Well, because here's the thing.
Here, let them all out play fetch.
There
go all my food.
What else are you going to do with these dogs? You can people can't adopt these dogs now.
That's like finding out your Beanie Baby collection is worth nothing.
Like, yo, you know how long I've been curating these dogs?
Come on, man. All these Furbies and treasure trolls?
All these treadmills and everything I got trying to keep the meat nice and tender?
I've been punching these dogs in the waist.
I'd have been all around the world collecting the finest. Like, you remember that movie that Nicolas Cage did, The Pig, where he had to go and find the good truffles? Yeah. It's like, nigga, like, we done went out and found the best.
I got the cast of Homeward Bound. I've been holding it.
I got superstar dogs we could have ate.
I got Air Bud.
Now I got to let these motherfuckers out.
I got Air Bud in the cage.
I've been feeding them grass and Kobe beef. I've been feeding these little dogs Kobe beef.
Right.
So they be better for y'all when y'all... Oh,
look at that coat. You don't get a coat like that from just eating
y'all
jail
food.
Y'all
niggas fucking up all the beef and broccoli.
Go ahead. Play the video so that they know I'm not lying. There is a news story of them covering this shit.
South Korea's parliament's voted to ban the killing and selling of dogs for their meat. It's a move welcomed by animal rights groups. Under the law, people who farm, butcher and sell dogs to eat will face up to 3 years in prison.
Damn.
Though it won't be illegal to consume dog meat. The bill to end the centuries-old practice is supported by pet lovers, like including the First Lady of the country and animal rights groups, but it has
illegal
faced
to consume
protests
it
from dog farmers
yeah.
to sell it.
Well, our Seoul correspondent Jean McKenzie has the very latest.
We knew they was eating dog.
This alleyway is one of the few places you can still come to eat dog meat here in Seoul, in one of these specialist restaurants. Dog meat is considered a delicacy among some older Koreans, but it's far less popular now with young people. Many of them never eat it now, or have never even tried it, and so consumption is falling.
Dog soup. It's dog soup. He's eating dog soup. No.
They took it out of his mouth!
Oh, no.
We've eaten. What's the mask for? What's the mask for?
He's chewing on a dog leg.
Dog soup? He had dog soup. Cream of dog.
More people have pets today. Dogs are like family now, and it's not nice to eat our family. So I think it's best to get rid of it.
It's because the rich
got
involved.
Under the new law, those who farm, butcher, or sell dogs
to eat
can
be
jailed for up to 3 years. Though it won't actually be illegal to eat dog meat, it's hoped that the ban on selling will
I don't want to see the fucking dog.
Oh, hold on.
Oh, God, you're killing me.
He looks just like, what y'all feed me this morning?
No, God damn, my stomach.
Forced to switch livelihoods. But
I was a good-looking dog.
That was a nice-looking dog. I didn't doubt him or her, whatever it is.
They've argued protesting? That given the declining popularity of dog meat,
they about to have a civil war over dog meat.
Ain't that wild?
They about to have a war over dog meat.
This nigga's headbutting a little like dog lives matter.
What are we supposed to do now? We need to be compensated. I think we should accept dog meat, but raise and slaughter them in a hygienic environment.
She mad, man.
Yeah.
She mad. Oh, stop showing the fucking dog!
Nah, come on, man.
Look
at that.
You're killing me!
Arguing that the practice is cruel and the conditions on the farm.
Look, he's
previous
crying.
Governments here in South Korea
that's
had
them
tried
the
to ban
dogs.
This. Oh,
okay.
That's them rescuing us.
Right. You'd like to think so. You'd like to think so.
That was food.
That was like a British lady with rescue.
That was food.
Hold on, pause it.
Them dogs, they know they about
because that gives me the same vibe as when they show like those kids in third world countries
and
they're just like they're just sitting there posing with them this one needs help, like, well, help him,
you know,
help him.
He's eating the sandwich behind the camera. Like, these dogs are huge. I was thinking like Chihuahua.
Oh god.
Or Yorkie.
Oh, my soul.
You ain't getting no meat off a Chihuahua.
You ain't getting no meat off no goddamn Chihuahua.
Come on, you can't feed no family.
What meat you gonna get off a Chihuahua?
Come on. Your average Korean family is a family of six.
They eat chihuahuas like sunflower seeds.
Yeah, Chihuahua. That's a little walk home snack. You know what I mean? A little dollar menu. $2 Chihuahua
he
wrap.
Said the dollar menu.
Yeah. That's like a little
get a
little
Chihuahua wrap
pack.
For $1.29 for you get on the train.
This is a Prince little protein bar.
Protein pack. Let me get a little Chihuahua. That's fucked.
This is what
God damn, I'm actually glad they passed that law. They didn't have to show them dogs like that,
yeah,
man.
Bro.
That dog was eating. He was like, you trying to eat me? he looked at the camera like, the fuck?
Could you imagine? Like, if
he looked scared.
Do you think, like, because some of those dogs are going to make it out, right? Some of those dogs, somebody's going to adopt some of them and give
the
them a good life.
The nigga was eating dog soup.
What do you think this is going to be like for a dog? Because I'm sure Koreans are starting to spoil their dogs, too, like how Americans do.
Starting to.
You know what I mean? And they're probably, you know, leaving them in the house with the TV on, all kinds of
shoes,
stuff like that.
Okay. And hoodies.
And they're going to start to see how good dogs have been living in America all this time.
Hold up. The dogs that used to be imprisoned.
Right.
Going to America wearing like a hoodie.
Oh, you're going to have, Scarface, the dog movie.
Because here's the
dog
thing.
Dog face.
These are animal activists. These are animal activists who are getting this done, right? Okay. Animal rights activists. Okay. And that's where we're moving. People are like, hey, animals have rights. And you see it, like, that's how, it's easy to see now with them how far behind they are with us on animal rights, right? Okay. So it's like, how far do you think animal rights will go in this country, too? Like, do you think they'll get to a point where they'll be like, yo, they should be free.
They should be able to vote.
Right, right. Like, they're our friends.
They
don't
already hit
the
little button joint. They're like, I vote for Biden. Biden.
They already talking.
You got Republican dogs. Right.
They already talking.
Right.
They already touching
shit. We got the buttons. Walk. So they're going to be at the voting booth.
You can't tell me there's not going to be a Harriet Tubman of dogs.
Absolutely.
Leading dogs from North Korea to South. Come on down to the free states where they don't eat us.
So we're like Planet of the Apes.
Yeah.
We got a dog.
Yo,
Caesar.
Bro, because here's the thing.
He's like, hello.
Here's the thing. When you make something
dogs, man.
When you make something illegal.
That's a Tubi movie right there.
Planet of the Dogs.
Planet of the Dogs.
Can we make that a movie and see if
I'm
that works?
I'm ready to pitch an idea for
Let's
Tubi
make that.
Sci-fi. Like, I want to do like a low-budget sci-fi
Planet
for
of
Tubi
the Dogs.
Sci-fi.
I'm down to do that
Planet of the Dogs.
But come on. Like, when you make something illegal,
okay.
It does not go away. It actually just goes up in price.
It makes it more valuable.
Okay.
Right, and people still going to do it. You know what I mean? Like, okay.
Like Huck Finn with the niggas in it.
Jesus Christ. Great example. Go elaborate a little
bit. No, go ahead, my bad.
No, please.
No.
No, because here's the thing. Like, okay, more recently, abortion has been banned in a lot of states.
Yes.
Yeah.
People are still just going to the free states to get abortions.
And
like,
abortions.
You didn't end it. You just made it illegal, and now it's more expensive to get an abortion.
It's than go on vacation. You got to get an abortion off kayak, nigga.
North Korea not going for that shit.
Why you said get an abortion off kayak? Oh, my God.
All right, I'm sorry. We coming. We having a good time in here.
North Korea not going for that shit.
No,
they like,
not.
Yo, we, uh-uh.
You
we
saw her in the kitchen? She was like, what are they going to do about
right,
it?
Right.
She was like, what are we going to eat? It's like, chicken?
Do it again.
What are we going to eat? But she went color purple on us.
All my life, I've been eating dog. All my life.
Like, why are you so mad?
She's my favorite treat. How dare you? God put this on earth for me to consume.
How could you?
She was so stressed.
That is a weird thing to fight people.
The Leyland.
Yeah. Fish shaking. How could you?
Yeah, man.
Oh, my life. They're going to have a civil war on dog meat. They about to have a dog meat war.
Dog meat. Well, it's already sort of riot in the streets.
Dog meat war.
Well, they said apparently when they first put this thing out there, the dog farmers or the people who cultivate dogs, they threatened to just, all right, well, we're just going to release all of these dogs into the streets.
Okay.
Like, yeah, we're just going to put a bunch of.
And then we're going to send a bunch of white women to come over there and rescue them.
I know. What do you think will happen if white women just start getting those dogs over here, dropping them off in Bushwick? Everyone's going to have these PTS Korean
dogs. Food
dogs.
Like food dogs. Right, dogs that was cultivated for food.
I want
food.
One. Hell yeah.
I want a food dog.
Yeah, he
probably appreciative than
so
a motherfucker,
grateful.
Right?
Yeah.
He's like, it's like fresh. Really?
Yeah, let's do it.
But you know, like he spazzes
he'd
out every
be
time.
Down he, for me. Somebody run up. Right. What'd you do? I think he'd be down.
But he
for
also
me.
Spazzes out every time you go to cook dinner.
Every time I drop a fork. He's like,
yeah. The minute he hear pots and pans banging around.
Oh, no. That's not for you. I gotta get my plastic bowl.
Thunder and lightning. He can do that. But if he hear a pot clanging around, oh, I gotta get the fuck out of here.
He hit a stove.
Oh,
click, 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 click.
Me.
No, not you, man. Not you, buddy.
He said, me.
No, buddy. I'm just heating up the water. It's cool.
It's cool.
Here. It's click, 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 click. No.
Look.
Me?
Eggs. Me? I'm making eggs.
He's just in the kitchen like, all right, man. If you got to do it. It's like, no.
You got to show him eggs. Bacon. That's not. You want some? Bacon.
Yeah. He's like, huh?
Oh, that's shit. So funny. A dog with PTSD with kitchen appliances.
But
he'd
be so down for you, yo.
Yeah,
he
man.
He or she, wherever that dog is,
so, yeah,
they're
going to send an army of white women
does
over here to
make
rescue
you,
them.
Does that make you look at, you know, I mean, because like you said, we knew it happened,
so
but we didn't want to see it. We didn't want to pay attention to it.
No.
You know what I mean?
Hungry. We knew.
Now, I'm not going to lie to you. I'm going to look at older Korean people like a little bit different. It's almost like I'm gonna look at old Korean people almost the way you look at like an old white man.
Like
you just see an old white man is like 80.
Like you knew he had a
like,
German Shepherd.
I knew he was up to something a few years ago.
Like us.
Yeah, man. Like you, oh my bad. You used to date a Korean girl, right?
Yeah.
What was the older family like? Like, did you ever get any weird vibes from the older family?
Did you smell dog coming from the house?
Did you smell dog coming from the house?
Might have a little bit of dog on their breath.
They have a little dog on their breath.
No, I didn't get any weird vibes from the fam. The fam was cool, man.
It was cool with no dog soup.
They
no
didn't have
soup.
Any pets, though, did they?
They had a dog. Well, they did have a dog. No, matter of fact, she had a dog. That was the only dog I saw. I don't know how that
dog
dog's doing now. But that dog did.
That dog
scared.
Made it. I don't know what the dog saw. The hopefully, dog might have saw his friend.
Yeah, the dog was like, yo, you got
fucking grandma just sitting there licking her chops at every Christmas.
I used to have a friend that took a trip to China for like a month or two. And
come
she
on,
said
Nat.
That some of them had dogs, but it was always a very specific kind of dog where it was like mid-sized brown poodles. So maybe they're like, those are the having dogs, and these other dogs are the eating.
Yeah, you
dogs.
Can't have a thick BBL dog. It's like that's
because they do they got. That's so funny. Do they got like dog. Chicken and cow? They got chickens and cows and all that shit out there.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I mean, this is literally Charlotte's Web, but with dogs. You know what I mean? Y'all remember the book Charlotte's Web?
Yeah,
where the girl's
yeah.
like, "Yo, I love this pig. Don't eat it." And it's like, "Nigga, we eat pigs.
We hungry.
What we doing? You know
what's
what
gonna
mean?
Go with like, the eggs in the morning?
We gonna fatten this little bitch up. I don't give a fuck what you're talking about. All her right. and her spider.
That's the way to do this as a Tubi movie, Charlotte's Web. But instead, they're trying to save a dog in Korea.
It's a Charlotte's golden. Bone.
And the Charlotte is
Charlotte's Bone.
It's a German Shepherd.
God damn, man.
That was fun.
That's
a fun, terrible thing.
They said like 8% of the population is
come
still...
Come on, man. I don't want to see them poor
I don't
want to
see it either. But here's the thing.
8% of the population of what?
They're still eating them. It's like, it's not all
yeah,
of them, but
you
it's
saw
like
how angry
eight.
They are.
Yeah, niggas eat dog out
flipping
there, bro.
Flipping shit over. The police
thing.
Are like, yo, chill out.
I had this conversation with T before.
Riding over dog meat right
when
now.
I first found this story, I had this conversation with T because I was like, yo, they said like 8% of the population is still... She's like, that's not really that many. I'm like, nigga, it's still like... Like I'll put it to you this way. Like
how
my,
many people in South
my
Korea?
My apartment building has 40 units in it.
Okay.
Right? If 8% of the units were eating dog.
You smell that.
That's oh, still yeah. like an uncomfortable amount of people in the building eating dog.
Look up population of South Korea for me.
Yeah.
And then we'll do it like that.
Yeah, do the math on it that 8%. Way, man. We'll just round it up to 10 because the 10% because that's an easier number.
Fine.
Yeah. To pull a percentage of.
Yeah, because some people, yeah, they probably sneaking dog on a Friday.
Or not admitting it. Because that's the thing. Right. Even where do you get those numbers? You got to take a census. You know what I mean? Like
51.74 million
51.
People.
So 8% of that is dog eating.
So let's just do 10%.
Dog eating.
Let's just do 10%. Of 51 million, all right? That's at least like 5,100. Did I get that
no,
right?
No, that's 500,000.
50,000. 500,000?
Right.
500,000 is 10%? Oh, that is a lot of people. Half a million.
Hold on, we're doing the math.
Half a million people eating dogs a year.
Yeah.
That's 51. A lot of dogs, bro.
It's probably good,
like,
man.
It also makes you realize, like...
Some kimchi and some sauce on it?
Which,
Okay, you've had some. Kimchi? Whoa. That was very specific. 4 million?
Jesus.
4 million.
Yep. 4 million people.
Wow.
Four million
people. And let's say they're not even eating dog every day. Not even every day. Let's just
I'm so mad I'm dumb that I said 10%. 51 million is 500,000.
Let's just say
4 million.
Let's just say 4 million people are having dog once a week.
That's almost half of New York's population.
God damn. And all them dogs.
Damn, almost
now all
half?
Our dogs at the dog park. That's
yeah,
insane.
So as of 2021, it went down a little bit, but New York has 8.4 million people.
Yeah, wow. Yeah, the pandemic definitely.
About 4 million.
Their percentage.
Can you imagine eating half the people in New York eat dog? That's fucking crazy.
Yeah, those are like unemployment percentages. 8% of the population is still unemployed. We're like, we got to do something.
Yeah. But no, fucking 8% or 10%.
They probably sell
and y'all,
here.
And y'all was mad at me.
That's a lot.
And y'all
dogs.
Were mad at me for my.
That's a lot.
My take on dogs and how I felt.
Dogs.
I thought you were going to say mad at me and my recipe on dogs.
People.
Like, wait a minute, Dave. Hold on.
4 million people.
My recipe.
Are dining
always,
on dogs.
Listen. I've always questioned it. I feel like some of the things that we eat, like I'm learning now, the food makes you what you are. You know what I mean? Like whatever you take in, like if you eat a bunch of Twinkies and salt, you're going to be a soft, doughy mess. You know what I mean?
You are what
so
you eat. Yeah.
To get the best out of things, you got to choose carefully. Now, I'm not going to say that dog meat, I don't know the value of dog meat. Clearly there's some because they are fighting. They're fighting for this.
Shit's probably delicious.
Right. Like, it's almost like I've had this thought about cannibalism. All right. Okay. Like, I don't eat people. I don't know anybody who's eating people, but I do think that that's where, like, vampires and the Illuminati do come from. Those are people who have eaten people and figured out, like, oh, wow.
This shit is delicious.
This and it also makes you, like, an incredible thinker and live a lot longer, and that's why it's frowned upon. You know what I mean?
Vampires like, and... Who else did you say?
Illuminati.
Like Illuminati. I think Illuminati, if it is a real thing and it exists, it's vampires and it's people who've gotten that way off of cannibalism.
Because
they're like, yo, you ever eat a person? Like, if you eat a young, virile, healthy young man, you're going to tell me that's not going to, the effects aren't going to do good for you?
You watch a lot of horror movies, bro.
So, yeah, so.
I'm sorry, did I make
your voice
you cry?
Like this?
No, I did some quick, like, searching just to see the price of dog meat. And why people should eat dog
meat.
Glad
you did it on Gas's computer and not ours at home.
Dog meat is $7 per, it's $7 per pound, excuse me.
$7 a pound.
And then the health benefits are, high protein and it helps with your ligaments, like helps repair your ligaments.
It's so good.
It helps repair ligaments.
You know what this reminds me of? Those Korean people that were going off on it, they were like Derek at the barbecue. Hey, y'all better eat this fucking dog meat.
Yeah.
I've been marinating this dog. I paid $200 for that. Y'all better, get you a dog burger,
$7
nigga.
$7
yeah, you do
pound?
Be like that at the barbecues.
You better eat this goddamn shit.
Yo, eat it up. Come on, man.
Yeah, because I be paying expensive price for the better steaks and the better chicken, so y'all have a better fucking time.
Jesus
so I'm
Christ.
Like, so yeah, y'all, all yeah, right. $7 a pound.
What was the last one?
What?
What was the last one?
The barbecue.
Yeah, yeah.
We were supposed to do one a couple
one.
Weeks ago.
Oh, okay.
I might pull one if we get a nice day in January. I might just call one, see if people show up.
Yeah, let's do a dog barbecue. Let's.
Why'd you whisper? Hold on, Dave.
What are you
it won't be
because
I'm whispering.
Dogs,
I'm whispering because here's the deal. I'm obviously not going to really cook up dogs on a burger.
Yeah, because Derek is.
If
it's Derek's
we'll get,
barbecue.
We'll
Derek's gonna cook the
we'll
dog.
Get Pockets to do it. Mm-hmm. But like,
Pockets ain't gonna barbecue no dog. He'll barbecue dog.
You're telling him.
But this is what I'm saying. We can do regular burgers, but charge people like
$100
to get in. Like, yo, we having a dog barbecue. And whoever shows up, obviously, we just call the cops. But we feed them regular burgers.
And call it
and
dog.
And tell them afterwards. Like, yo, that was
you sick fuck. You showed
Spike.
Up to eat. Yeah,
that
it's
was
like,
Rex.
We're going to be like the catch a predator dude.
Yeah, but to catch a dog eater.
So your message here, you said you were coming to eat Cocker Spaniel.
Yeah, let's came here to eat.
You said you was hungry like a dog.
You in here trying to eat retriever, you weird ass nigga. No, it's time for you to go.
Come
get him out of here.
With the clipboard.
We got to take a break. This was a great episode. We're going to take a break. We'll come back for in the second half. But Menuhin, real quick, tell the people where they can find you if they're looking for you online.
I'm on IG, TikTok.
Oh,
you can find me at MHART, the number 3000. That's where you can find me.
All right, Derek.
You know who it is. It's the great boy on Instagram, the great boy. And I'm going to need you to talk to God and eat your vegetables.
And I'm the God, so talk to me. You can follow me at I'm Dave Temple on all social media platforms where it really matters. And make sure you follow the podcast at NNFA Podcast on all major platforms and help get those numbers up. All right, we'll see you guys a little bit later.
This episode of No Need for Apologies was performed in front of a studio full of people that were half listening while they were working on something else.